This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a ministry of the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Our speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoon.
Dear radio friends, in this broadcast it is my privilege and my calling for a few moments to preach Jesus to you. I do so on the basis of Acts 8:35, where we read, "Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus." Philip here is preaching to the eunuch from Ethiopia who was on his way back to his homeland. And he was in his chariot reading from Isaiah 53. Beginning there, Philip preached to this man the gospel or the good news or the great glad tidings of Jesus. The word for preaching here in the original is a word that states preaching Jesus means proclaiming from God's word the joyful, exhilarating, glad tidings of salvation through Jesus Christ the Lord. The name Jesus, you may know, is the God-chosen and God-given personal name for God's beloved Son come to this earth, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Of all the names, God wanted this name for the promised Messiah, because that name means Savior. Jesus is what His name declares, the Savior of sinners. The angel of the Lord tells Joseph in Matthew 1:21, "And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Philip preached Jesus to the Ethiopian eunuch. What would this spirit-filled man, one of the seven chosen as deacon and evangelist in Acts 6, what would he have all told to the eunuch in the chariot? As Philip here began preaching Jesus to this Ethiopian eunuch, would he not have said at least the following concerning Jesus the Savior? You can be sure he would have told and shown him from the Scriptures that Jesus is the Savior of sinners, for one, exclusively so. What does that mean, exclusively so? It means that there is no other Savior of sinners for us. Sin and sinfulness is our great, grievous problem. In the beginning, God made man good. But as Genesis 3 tells us, the first humans, Adam and Eve, rebelled and fell into sin. And now the whole human race is plagued with sin and hopeless sinfulness left to ourselves. But the very day man fell, God also promised a Savior. I can't help wonder, did Philip point the eunuch to Genesis 3:15, the first promise of God sending a Savior for sinners? But the point now is, all the Scriptures declare there is no Savior of our own making that could ever save us from our sins. But the Savior given by God, He is able to save to the uttermost all that come to God through Him. It is so very sad and tragic how many look to and trust in something else, or something or someone in addition to the Savior, Jesus Christ. But the Bible declares only Jesus Christ can save us from our sins, and all that is needed for our complete salvation from sin is found all in and with Him alone. In Isaiah 45, verse 21 and 22, maybe again, Philip had the eunuch look this up. We read God's word saying there, "And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. And there is none else." So Peter says likewise in Acts 4 verse 12, while preaching Jesus, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." When you are a true Christian, you know and believe Jesus is the Savior, exclusively so. Then you know it's right and true what the Reformation document, the Heidelberg Catechism, teaches also in Lord's Day 11. The first question there is, why is the Son of God called Jesus, that is Savior? Answer, because He saves us and delivers us from our sins. And likewise, because we ought not to seek, neither can find, salvation in any other. The next question asks then, in further application of this gospel truth, do such then believe in Jesus, the only Savior, who seek their salvation and welfare of saints, or of themselves, or anywhere else? And the Bible-based answer given is, they do not. For although they boast of Him in words, yet in deeds they deny Jesus, the only Deliverer and Savior. For one of these two things must be true, that either Jesus is not a complete Savior, or that they who by a true faith receive the Savior must find all things in Him necessary to their salvation. So far that catechism. Here we learn, on the basis of Scripture, you can't pray to Mary, Mother of Jesus, and be a true Christian, believing in Jesus as only Savior for us. And you can't honor this saint and that saint, expecting help before God from them and acceptance with God, and praying to them, and still say you believe in Jesus as the only and complete Savior for us. Neither can you be trusting in your own works to save you, or maybe make you somehow worthy before God and to be accepted of Him, and still claim to be a true Christian. No. Preaching Jesus is declaring Jesus alone is the Savior of sinners, exclusively and totally so. You see, our sin problem before the holy and righteous God is something so deep-rooted and makes us so corrupt and depraved of ourselves that except the divinely sent Savior with His supernatural saving powers saves us totally, you or anyone else will never be saved. Do you know and confess this truth of Jesus as Savior of sinners, exclusively so? Preaching Jesus, we may proclaim Jesus came to be, thank God, the exact Savior we hopeless, helpless, guilty, vile, corrupt, depraved sinners need to save us from our sins. Preaching Jesus is declaring from the Scriptures, God in love sent us a Savior so ready and equipped to save even the vilest of sinners who calls upon Him for His mercy and grace. Preaching Jesus is proclaiming Jesus as a Savior then, not only exclusively so, but exceptionally so. For what did Jesus do as Savior of sinners? In 1 Timothy 1:15 we read this glorious statement from Paul. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, he adds. Beginning at the Scriptures where the eunuch was reading from Isaiah 53, in preaching Jesus, surely Philip would have told about how Jesus suffered and died in the sinner's place, while at the same time offering up to God in the place of sinners a perfect, sinless, righteous life. Oh, this is the good news of the gospel, that Jesus Christ as God sent and God approved Savior, as Isaiah 53 further declares, He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. You see, Jesus Christ in His life and death and with His resurrection, He was always ministering as a substitute for sinners. And through His once for all sacrifice, He is truly the Savior of sinners, exceptionally so. Exceptionally so, for His precious blood cleanses us from all sin, even as for as many as trust and follow Him. No sinner's case is hopeless with Jesus as Savior of sinners, but every sinner's case is totally without help and hope apart from Jesus the Savior. Jesus the Savior is an overflowing fountain of mercy and forgiveness and deliverance for all who come to Him. And Jesus is the exceptional Savior, for all He has done and all He is as Savior of sinners and all He promises is freely offered without price, without money. Let the sinner come with Jesus, the exclusive and exceptional Savior of sinners. Trusting Him, you are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Him alone. And in all preaching of Jesus, we'll emphasize these truths, unchanging, glorious gospel truths about Jesus, the Savior of sinners. Are these two truths so far what you receive and believe in your heart and life too, concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ? Clearly this preaching of Jesus was something that the Ethiopian eunuch received and believed in his heart. Looking further at his story, it is plain too that Philip preached Jesus and the eunuch received Him as the Savior of sinners, also everlastingly so. We can know this from the little special detail we read in verse 39 about the eunuch, that he went on his way rejoicing. How could that be? This is surprising, for we are told, are we not, after Philip preached a while and the eunuch believed and was baptized, then suddenly Philip by the Holy Spirit was removed from the eunuch, being sent elsewhere to preach Jesus. Yet the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. He went on his way rejoicing, though heading alone in the desert, headed to his home country, where he would be one of very few Christians. How could he have that joy? Well, you see, Jesus is the Savior of sinners for real and for always, the Savior everlastingly so. He never leaves his people and is always present with his people to bless and to help, to guide and to comfort and to keep in the way everlasting to eternal glory. All sins and sinfulness and Satan and this godless world will be finally and fully overcome through Christ Jesus the Lord. What challenges in life we can meet with also as confessing Christians. But Jesus is able and willing time and again to make us more than conquerors and to be our companion in all of life's journey. He remains unchangingly the Savior and Helper of His people, no matter whoever or whatever else may come and go. Jesus Christ is the most excellent and exalted Savior of sinners, the Savior of sinners exclusively so, exceptionally so, and everlastingly so. Being a true Christian means believing and confessing this, and desiring to be refreshed and encouraged in this Christian faith and way again and again. And you cherish and value so much also the Christian worship services and being under the preached word regularly. Is this what you do too, and what you value? Do you so honor Jesus in praise also to the triune God for so great and glorious a Savior as given to us in Jesus and declared to us in His word, and signed and sealed to us also in the sacraments, baptism and Lord's Supper? I would add yet one other truth that I am sure Philip preached in preaching Jesus. He no doubt also preached Jesus as a Savior of sinners so earnest, that is, so urgent and caring in calling sinners to come to Him to be saved and to come to Him for cleansing and renewal time and again. The eunuch asked to be baptized, showing he would receive the message of Christ. He would commit himself to it. If you are not yet trusting and following Him, oh, in the name of Jesus, yes, as His ambassador before you, I beseech you, be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ and repent and believe the gospel today. The Ethiopian eunuch was not indecisive, was he, about trusting and following the Savior? Will you be? Will you be, if not indifferent, still always indecisive about trusting Jesus alone and following after Him as your Savior and Lord? Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Will you be saved today? Or will you wait on till it may well be forever too late? The Ethiopian eunuch went on his way rejoicing. Yes, for by God's grace he trusted in Jesus, the Savior of sinners. Indeed, the Savior of sinners exclusively so, exceptionally so, everlastingly so, and earnestly so. What is your response to this preaching of Jesus? Will you too, by grace, respond in faith and repentance and devotion to Him? Or won't you go on your way rejoicing? Or, as the hymn writer put it, come to the Savior now. He gently calleth thee. In true repentance bow. Before Him bend the knee. He waiteth to bestow salvation, peace, and love. True joy on earth below, a home in heaven above. Come to the Savior now. He offers all to thee. And in His merits thou hast an unfailing plea. No vain excuses frame, for feelings do not stay. None who to Jesus came were ever sent away. Come to the Savior all, whate'er your burdens be. Hear now His loving call, cast all your care on me. Come, and for every grief in Jesus you will find a sure and safe relief, a loving friend and kind. Oh yes, for remember, and never forget, His name is Jesus. Amen.
If you would like a free printed copy of this message for yourself or a friend, write to Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, British Columbia, Canada. The postal code is V2P6N6. That's V2P6N6. For more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, you can go to frcna.org. Again, frcna.org on the internet. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week at the same time for the Banner of Truth radio broadcast.